You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coombe Cassius for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast with the PWR gym. I was just about to leave and then I saw the menace pulling up and I thought, hang on a minute, we can't go anywhere. Dennis McCann, how are you, mate?
I'm all good, thank you, mate. I'm fit and I'm ready to go. Can't wait for the next 5 days. Should be a big one, hopefully.
Well, that's how you're acting. The first thing you say, you just like, give me my date. You kind of, we'll talk about that in a minute. But last time out, again, impressive as you have been all the way through your 9 fights you've had in your career so far. But were you pleased with your performance? And looking back on it now, did you watch it? Were you critical of yourself?
Not at all, to be honest. I thought a boxer, a really, really good fight, the right fight. I'm a very good, I read me a pollen straight away. He was just looking for the big right hand and trying to draw me in. And I just got the 8 rounds in. And to be honest with you, personal opinion, if I could have pushed that on, put the pressure on him really, which Al wouldn't let me. Al's known to get you to stick to your boxing. And I really wanted to, I like hurting people, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I like people on the canvas and that. I know I had him over once, but I wanted to take him out. But you got to listen to your trainer and, yeah, and keep improving. And that's what I've done.
Absolutely, and I think that's why people are kind of taking to you on that side of not just what you do in the ring, but outside of the ring. Your attitude has always been the same since you turned professional, is that you've had that attitude that you're still learning, and despite people raving about you, you're not letting that get to your head.
Of course not. I remember when I first turned pro, I was sparring the rights of Ryan Burnett, world champion, unified world champion. I was having great spars with Ryan, and Ryan was coming back over to me, and we were sparring all the time and that. It was a great experience for me. But I remember when I first turned pro, I feel like I'm maturing more of a man now. Because when I first turned pro, I was losing all my sparring partners. I was putting them over. I was hurting, not obviously not Ryan, but I was putting them over. I was bashing up all my sparring partners and stuff. And they weren't coming back. So now I'm starting to mature of a man. I realised that sparring's for learning, you know what I mean? And they're all starting to come back now, thank God.
Good to hear, good to hear. So we assume that obviously Frank announced the show a couple of weeks ago, it was last week, that we'll obviously see the return of Daniel Dubois against Bogdan Dinu on the 5th of June. Are we to assume that that's the next fight date for you?
Yeah, definitely, that should be the next one. And hopefully there's another big, massive one after that, but I can't really say too much just in case. But that's my next fight date.
You got me intrigued now. What, there's something bigger in the pipeline after this? You come through this one on the 5th?
Hopefully, my management MTK is trying to do a great job and trying to push for that now. But Coogan, I've got a little question to ask you, mate.
Go on. You can ask me anything you want. I'm an open book.
Is it true now, yeah? I heard a little rumour. I watched the Prince Patel interview the other day. Is it true that you were supposed to get Chocolatito to call Prince Patel out for the crack, for the laugh, basically?
You're referring to an interview Roman Gonzalez did a few years ago now, probably about 3-4 years ago now, where you mentioned Prince Patel's name. Is that what you're referring to?
That's exactly what I'm referring to. Is it true that you were supposed to ask Prince Patel to call Chocolatito to call Prince Patel out?
Do you know what? I'm going to make no comment on this situation. So I'm just going to leave that one there. But there is a video that's online that will refer to what you're talking about. But I'm not going to make any comment on that, if that's okay with you.
Yep, no problem. I was just watching that interview with Prince Patel. He was supposed to say that no one's offered a fight from the UK since 2019. As far as I'm concerned, last year, 2020, my management, MDK, and Frank Warren, my promoter, offered him a fight, and he asked for £100,000 or something. So I don't understand where he said that he ain't. He said he can move down to flyweight as well. Number one, he can't make flyweight. He's never fought a flyweight, as far as I'm concerned, in his whole career. And number two, mate, Prince Patel, mate, where are you, mate? Let's get it on. Let's get it on, mate. I'm 9-0. You're 23 or 4 and lost one or whatever you had with 45 belts. Plastic Commonwealth champion. If you fancy it, mate, let's get it on, mate. I'm 20 years of age. God knows how old you are. Let's get it on. Let's have it, mate. Let's go. Let's go, baby. As Dylan White would say, let's go, baby.
Dennis, just referring back to the interview now, I was probably surprised myself that your name wasn't mentioned by Prince Patel, because there had been obviously talk in the past, but it wasn't mentioned in a half-hour interview. Where there was opportunity for Prince Patel to have mentioned you when we were talking about kind of domestic opponents that had been offered or talked about in the past, but it wasn't mentioned. But Any reasoning behind that? Why you believe your name wasn't mentioned in that?
Listen, he knows in the future of boxing, and we shared the ring together. You know what I mean, we've done some rounds together, sparring and stuff. And he knows what I'm about. I know what he's about. But I'm about to give the fans what they want to see: is good fights. People want to see him lose. People want to see me win. As far as I'm concerned, so people will tune in. And I'm a very big name. It's a very big opportunity for him. You know what I mean? So it's a big opportunity for him because everyone's forgotten about him. He says he gets the views, but I'm the one who gets the views with the 1.5 million views and stuff like that. There all over BT Sports and stuff. Yeah, you can't get fights on TV and stuff. So fight me, and you get the opportunities. Simple as me. I'm the key. I'm the key to for your golden ticket.
One thing I will ask you about that.
Do you agree, Coogan?
Prince,
do I
agree with what specifically?
Am I the golden ticket? Can I give him? Am I the golden ticket for him to get him on TV, to get him the views, and get his name back out there, and get him signed with a proper promoter?
I would love to see that fight between you two. Absolutely, I would have loved to have seen it a year and a half ago. One of my questions to Prince Patel, which is what I was going to lead on to, where he was saying that he has all the ingredients to be a pay-per-view star, shall we say. I said, well, if you want to make a name for yourself as a pay-per-view star in this country, you need to kind of fight some domestic opponents.
Of course.
Which is what I think, if you're going to kind of test yourselves against the likes of the names he's mentioned. So, yeah, what did you think about him saying he's got all the ingredients to be a pay-per-view star?
I think it's nonsense, to be honest with you. But, if he believes in himself, he believes in himself. But all I'm saying is, fight me first before you think you are going to be a pay-per-view star. And then, you know what I mean? You might even be a pay-per-view star. You never know, do you?
Do you believe you'd knock Prince Patel out?
I believe I'd take Prince Patel out in side six. I promise, I really believe that. That's the God's honest truth. So let's go, mate. As Dylan White would say, as already said, let's go, baby. Let's go.
You need to be a bit more animated when you do that. Maybe we'll get you on, like, after a fight night, doing the let's go, baby.
I'm ready.
Dennis, listen, I appreciate your time. I know you're going to go in there and train. I'm leaving here now as well. So appreciate your time as always. And we'll look forward to kind of catching up with you ahead of the 5th of June.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.